defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
What mutually assured destruction that we've had since about 1950 is. It's mutually assured destruction. You're going to kill me, but I'm going to kill you right back. And so no one wins in that war games type scenario. In the 21st century, we live under a new type of war. There's always been psychological war in war. There's always been the war of ideas. In fact, it's always been more important overall than even the size of armies and weapons. But in the 21st century, silent weapons for quiet wars are king. A false reality is being built through which humanity itself is to be overthrown. And it is beyond humbling. To be in this seat here talking to millions of you. We're live on this Sunday broadcast, broadcasting worldwide. Then I guess we have one more Sunday broadcast next week, and that'll be it for the year. 2015, come and gone. Hard to believe it's already December 20th, 2015. This weekend, I went to an event. I'm not going to get into it today. And ran into some of the more well-known, famous Special Forces people. And I just already knew it, but I couldn't believe that every one of them I ran into was a listener and said they were fans of the show. That is an incredible responsibility right there. You know, that's not hype that this is probably, well, undoubtedly, the most popular radio program in the world, inside intelligence agencies, on Navy ships, on foreign ships, in submarines, on the front lines of innumerable public and also secret wars, inside genetic engineering facilities. You name it. This is the radio show that the insiders listen to. And what a responsibility. Last night after I left this event that I was at, it was just more shell-shocking that this is really all happening. This is real. And I'm in the middle of it. And so are you. Because you're not listeners. Almost all of you are participants in the fight for this country and for freedom worldwide. And never before has it been more cut and dried when you actually get down to the ground, but above it is this fake fog of disinformation that is sprayed out by the establishment in the hopes they can get away with what they're doing. But never before has that fog basically gotten so thin. I mean, there's more of it than ever, but it's almost like the people of the world are growing a sixth sense, or they've got like ground-penetrating radar that just shoots through the garbage and they go right to the core of what's happening. Because I talk to just people on the street all the time, and they're more informed than I am on many fronts. There's so much news when we come back. As I say, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But this is really an amazing time to be alive, and I just don't know how so many people can think that life's boring or doesn't have a meaning. Life has meaning when you get involved and try to make the world a better place. Then it's just incredibly real.
march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. George Orwell made that statement shortly before he died in 1949. Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, who's the... And as the lies, the fraud, the brainwashing intensifies, those of us that do tell the truth or even seek the truth will stand out like a lighthouse out on a peninsula in the middle of a hurricane to passing ships. And we have that intro that says, you're basically battling the empire. No, I'm not talking about the empire from Star Wars. I mean the real empire we live under today, a global corporate world government empire, tax-exempt above the law, seeking to monopolize not just the financial systems of the world, but to monopolize the sovereignty of the world and to basically end competition as we know it. And you know, with the end of competition comes the end of any strength, any honor, any innovation. It's the equivalent of a baby growing up in zero gravity. That baby wouldn't grow. They've taken baby mice into orbit. They've kept them on the space station for a year before. And they don't really grow, and they just turn into basically mindless blobs, because their bones don't have any gravitational force pulling down on them. There's no pressure. There's no oppression. And that's what the nanny state is really all about, is making sure you never go through any crisis in your life so that you never learn any self-sufficiency or confidence, so that you become a mindless, dumbed-down follower who can't think for yourself. The Pentagon, in the Jade Helm documents titled Mastering the Human Domain, admit that their main enemy in the future will be, quote, empowered individuals. No wonder they say retiring military personnel are the number one terror threat and the number one enemy of Homeland Security in hundreds of Homeland Security memos, scores of which we've broke here, because those are empowered individuals. This is a snake eating itself. As they prepare to phase humans out of combat roles and move to mechanized robotic systems for ground, sea, undersea, air, you name it. So that the technocrats can call all the shots and make all the decisions, and they can't have those pesky soldiers say no anymore to unlawful or unconstitutional orders. And that's been one of the main things holding back total and complete wild-eyed totalitarianism from breaking upon the species. I talk about our military being some of the most virtuous, good people we have. Then also talk a lot about the role they've been put in domestically to condition the public for a takeover, which is one of the most treacherous positions to be in. And then the media plays that off against the public and says, Alex Jones hates the military because I'm warning that our military is being turned into a globalist tool. It's the opposite. I'm trying to protect our military from unconstitutional roles and thus protect my country and my republic that I personally, before God and country and my family and all of you, sworn to defend. And not because I'm some hero, but because I have self-preservation beating in my breast. I know an oppressive evil when I see it. And everybody else can see it now. And that's the globalist's biggest problem, is they denied world government. They denied they were going to assault the family. They denied they were going to try to bankrupt the general public and get rid of the middle class. They denied the Federal Reserve was private. They denied that the interest rates were staged and that big banks were tax exempt. All of that is now public. about 95% of what we cover daily is now public. And the social engineers have a big problem because they expected to bring all this in with a dumbed down population that knew nothing. But the difference is patriots like yourselves and countless others and all those that came before us, even before Ron Paul, the Barry Goldwaters and the Ronald Reagan spoke out against the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, and the plan to take over U.S. sovereignty. We've been battling this program for a long, long time. And the truth is, we're in a pretty good position right now against the globalists. They are losing credibility on every front. One of the biggest examples is 2 years ago around military saying we will not serve on the side of Al-Qaeda. And now ISIS in Syria, we're not going to do it. And Kerry had to back off bringing down the Assad regime to turn it over to the most vicious, hateful, murderous people you can imagine. That process is still ongoing. And so now segueing into all the huge news today, Hillary, during the Democrat debates that they're hiding during the weekend because she's so far ahead of her competitors, Hillary, who gets more money from Wall Street than any other candidate out there combined. Oh, yeah, you can combine all the Republican candidates. Just look it up. And Hillary gets more Wall Street money than they do. And I don't mean Wall Street, your average firm. I mean the big ones that run it, the big brokerage firms. The Goldman Sachs that fund open borders, taking your guns. You know, the enemy, the foreign banks. And we're going to play this clip here in just a moment. She gets up there and she says, you know, ISIS is using Donald Trump videos to recruit. Well, I went and looked that up. A, that's not true. But it doesn't matter. ISIS was literally funded by the State Department and by NATO. And our own military from day one blew the whistle on it when it happened. And so from day one on this show first, I'm not bragging, I'm just telling you the fact, we took the risk to give you the intel within a day of Benghazi happening what it was, an arms transfer that the ambassador wouldn't go along with, so they killed him to transfer four giant warehouses of TOW missiles, anti-tank missiles, and then MPAD, surface-to-air missiles, and other high-impact weapons is what they're called, to the al-Nusra, al-Qaeda rebels in Syria. And because our military and intelligence agencies continued to say no to that, they had to have the export group controlled by Hillary Clinton that we now have proven. I mean, you heard the CIA whistleblowers like Tosh Plumlee. He had to retire when he came on this show. You heard them all say that she's running through the State Department a program with billions of dollars back to her foundation to send money out to all these different groups, and then the money just comes right back to her. They give them the weapons, they send her money back. But because the other agencies wouldn't go along with it, they had to kill the people at that base and kill the ambassador to cover it up. Did we even toot our horn years later when that all came out in the news just this year about her foundation and what she did? And see, the reason Hillary is up there now trying to become president is she has to be too big to fail. She has to commit crimes so huge, so out of control, so out in the open that no one dare bring her down because she's tied into so many other powerful people who she'll bring down. She is an arrogant, crazy woman who has committed every crime you can imagine in front of the planet, running around like an arrogant mad dog in front of everyone. On TV, bragging about killing Gaddafi, who came into the West 8 years before they did it, set him up, and then murdered him. Oh, that really makes our credibility go up around the world. We are now known as the bad guys, not the good guys. And we were never perfect, but compared to the Soviet Russians and other corrupt regimes, we were the good guys. Now, these scum have destroyed our good name. And then they come out and she blames Donald Trump. I've never seen hypocrisy in history that pure, that ridiculous. She literally ran the creation of ISIS, the arming of them, and then she blames Donald Trump. That is amazing.
an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
And it is the 20th day of December, 2015. Thank you for joining us. I've talked a lot about the fact that the majority of globalist brainwashing, propaganda, anti-sovereignty, anti-family, anti-free market, anti-self-defense tripe is packaged in entertainment. I've now talked to four or five people in the office that have seen Star Wars, The Force Awakens. I have read the online full spoilers myself. And so we don't just cover entertainment because we think it's fun or cutesy. We cover entertainment because then we can reach out to people that are only into entertainment and get them politically thinking for themselves. So Kit Daniels and Rob Dew are coming in the second hour today to discuss The Force Awakens. And yes, the spoilers are out there, and spoiler alert, I should have spoiled this movie earlier when the Philadelphia police threatened to arrest people that walked out of the movie theater and told people what the movie was about. You have free speech rights to do that. This is what SOPA and CISPA and all these new global initiatives will do that our Congress has been trying to pass, is where you can't even say the word Disney unless you pay them. I mean, I can say Disney all day long. It's my free speech. Disney is one of the biggest funders of anti-gun movements. So I generally boycott Disney, and they now own Star Wars. But it's a pretty safe bet any of these big shows or any of these big, you know, productions are owned by one of the big five media companies, and they're all anti-gun. Because they want to disarm the slaves. They want disarmed populations. They've done it everywhere else in the world. And then they sit there and look at us and go, nobody wants your guns. Well, now the Democrats are pretty honest about it. And coming up, gun control, executive orders expected within weeks. Brace yourselves. This is an article out of the Smithsonian. That is the National Science Museum and Research System of the federal government, the oldest scientific, continually funded organization in the federal government. Oh, and they're saying what we said 20 years ago. And I don't say that constantly to be neurotic and say how smart we are. It's just to verify, you know, like if you've got a scope on a gun and it's shooting bullseye at 200 yards, this scope is accurate. Or the scope's 5 feet off. You better fix it. You better reset it. You better sight it in. We're really dead on, and it's scary how dead on we are. There it is, the Smithsonian. Airplane contrails may be creating artificial geoengineering. Dissipating haze from plane exhaust. See, now they're not saying ice crystals. We always said it's the exhaust. Bingo! Alters how sunlight reaches the earth and may be unintentionally affecting our climate. No, I have the federal government's patents, and in 1992, there was a science prize won, a Nobel laureate, with a plan to add three compounds to jet fuel, kerosene basically, and have it aerosolized through the jet engine to create the nuclei particula to darken the earth. And since 1993, when it went global in a secret Department of Energy program, the earth has gone from 8% darker, 15% darker, 20, 25. The last NASA scan is the Earth is 31% darker. We are being terraformed. The details are secret. I don't know what they're doing. All I know is we've made films. We've documented it. We've had meteorologists on. There is planetary geoengineering going on. Or is it terraforming? There's a riddle in that, because only aliens would want to do something like that to our planet. Then it would be terraforming if aliens were, and I'm not saying aliens are running this, I don't get into aliens, but so much of what our elite act like and what they do is like they're against the human species. But psychopaths always hate other humans, so they are kind of their own species. Like a lot of scientists believe their brain structure and other things, and some of their DNA is that psychos, maybe one out of 1,000, they are a different species. So it's an alien invasion, any way you slice it. I said I'd cover that later. See, I just kind of jumped into it right now. This is big, though, because They always go, it's ice crystals, man. It's always happened. Oh, at 5,000 feet on hot days? No, it doesn't always just happen. And I kept wondering, how is it in all the major planes? But then foreign planes will come in sometimes from other countries, right at the same level. And you'll see them at 35,000 feet, and they're not shooting out trails. See, a real ice crystal trail goes away in about a minute. When they've got fuel mixed with this stuff, it stays up there for 20, 30 minutes, sometimes an hour, and then dissipates and then gets wider hazes. You can see rainbow colors in it. And we know what's in there. Aluminum dioxide, barium salts, radioactive isotopes. And then now they've got national textbooks I've shown people here on air. And we've gone over it for seventh graders saying, there is a Department of Energy program adding chemicals to jet fuel to put sunscreen up to stop global warming. So see, they're already teaching kids in public school nationwide. Not every district, but it's all over the country that this is going on for at least a decade. It's really been going on since the early 90s. But then to adults, they go, that's not happening. No one wants your guns. Obamacare's free. Raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt, silly. And they play these games with us all day long. And all I know is there are hundreds of patents, many of them by the Department of Defense, on weather modification, on how to add the chemicals, to how to put it in with the jet fuel. And they've got Department of, you know, EPA waivers and the Department of Energy for the high altitude aerosol testing campaign. And see, here's a little secret. They call all this testing because you can't do human experimentation or environmental experimentation under the UN 1978 Weather Weapons Treaty. There's even a treaty. Just look up Weather Weapons Treaty and pull it up. It's at the UN's website. You can't do it for war purposes, but you can do it for educational or research purposes. Purposes. U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B. And people read that, they go, this bans in the U.S. code secret experimentation. Yes, except for experimentation, research, or law enforcement. Experimentation for research or law enforcement. There's the Environmental Modification Convention, 1977, but it was ratified October 5th, 78. See, pretty good memory. And added in 2010 to the Biological Diversity Treaty. And I've had the father of weather weapons on. He was in World War II flying into hurricanes here in the Atlantic. He was in the Pacific. They were typhoons. He'd fly into 200-mile-an-hour storms in propeller planes. Ben Livingston, man, that guy's amazing. He flew thousands of missions over 4 or 5 years. He was in Vietnam leading squadrons. He was already an old man. When I interviewed him, he was like 90-something, but in Vietnam, he was already old. Leading squadrons in to flood the Ho Chi Minh Trail up to 10 feet of water. He could take a clear sky with a couple dozen planes and in hours turn it into just total just rain. We'll be back with Hillary. Stay with us.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let me jump right into the news. I've already spent a couple segments just getting into the general program of the globalists and why they want us to be weak so they can rule over us. And in the process, make themselves weak. Extremely dishonorable people. Then we're going to get into the attack on the Second Amendment. The type of stuff they're passing quietly as the year draws to an end. The IRS has been rewarded with massive expansion, huge bonuses for their public persecution of Christians, conservatives, veterans groups, pro-Second Amendment groups, auditing everything from Patriot T-shirt companies to auditing and arresting and harassing pastors and denying all conservative 501c3 tax exemptions the last few years, except one. They gave out tens of thousands to liberals, but only one to conservatives. Just total discrimination, total evil. And MSNBC, actually, I've seen them twice, and I don't hardly watch them. Say, of course we're denying the Tea Party tax exemption. Of course we're going after veterans groups. You people are racist. They just say that. It's like saying, you Jews are up to no goods. We're going to arrest you in Nazi Germany. You just say, you don't have rights because you as a group are bad. That's how that demonization campaign works. Oh, there's been a couple more friendly fire attacks. The U.S. Air Force keeps getting ordered to bomb known Syrian military bases and power plants. Oh, and Iraqi soldiers fighting ISIS bombed by errant U.S. airstrike. And the Iraqis just say this is happening basically every couple days. It's totally staged. Our own pilots have gone public this year saying they're being ordered to bomb stuff that isn't ISIS. But they're just the pilots. I mean, soon it'll be all robot aircraft, and so they won't complain. They won't have a conscience. Thank goodness everything's fine. Our government admits they created ISIS and have been funding Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra, all the same group. And Hillary, of course, ran all that at the State Department. It's all come out. Benghazi, her foundation, using the State Department to bypass the Pentagon and even the CIA, who were not going along to a great extent with giving weapons to Al-Nusra and other groups, because the contractors, the troops, all of them just basically said, no, we're not doing it. So they had all the weapons delivered to some warehouses and then killed the people that were there supposedly guarding them and handed them over. The problem was a couple of Navy SEALs down the road didn't follow the order to stand down and came down the street, and they were sheep-dipped Navy SEALs, CIA. And so the firefight went on for about an extra 6 hours. That let everybody with two different drones tune in and see it and let the Pentagon see the stand down. And it was just so dishonorable, so evil, so obvious that it caused a seismic shift. The word is there were thousands of people watching it. And I say word, I've had guests on that saw it for themselves. And is it treason to go public? Yes, they will arrest you. The people that run our federal government will arrest you. They will kill you. Michael Hastings was talking to folks about this story, and, you know, his car blew up. He came out and he said, this administration, he's a liberal, is at war against America and at war against our rights. We've got to organize as the media against it. Our country's been overthrown. And 2 days later, he said, the feds are chasing me. I've got the biggest story ever. Homeland Security's been at my house. And then his car blew up and shot the engine 400 feet down the road, blowing it off of its bolts. Let's use a Star Wars allegory. Look at this. There's bantha sticks and some of their, you know, tracks. But look, these blast points are too accurate. I've never heard of them hitting something this big. And General Kenobi says that's because it wasn't Jawas. We're meant to be told it's Jawas. Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise. That's why we hijack these movies and stuff, because the childlike mind of the public can only tune into something like that. I don't mean my general audience, but new people we're reaching out to. And was Hastings safe when his wife worked at the National Security Council? She worked in the Security Council. Was Hastings safe being an operative of an unnamed agency? No. He had a conscience, and so, just like Pat Tillman, they just punched one button. Boom. And who is they? The people that have hijacked our country. Let's hear from the lady who on record ran the overthrow of Libya, the destabilization, and the overthrow of Egypt, and the overthrow attempted of Syria. The Turks invaded 2 weeks ago Iraq and are attacking the Iraqi military that's fighting ISIS. That's not even in our news. But here's Hillary. She knows who did it. It's Donald Trump's fault. That's the talking point from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and all these other people and Hillary Clinton, is that he's helping ISIS. They don't ever say how. They just say he's helping. And the average dumbed-down yuppie goes, that's right. Then they're intellectuals. They can repeat the words. Trump helped ISIS. Why, someday they'll probably claim he runs it. Because he agreed with Putin to bomb the oil and to bomb the convoys and to cut off the money. Because he said things that were sensible and patriotic and honorable to defend the Christians and non-radical Muslims in Syria. Assad, by the way, was on the news today. He does rare public appearances because they try to kill him every time he comes out. He was at the big Notre Dame Church, is what it's called there in Damascus, in preparation to celebrate Christmas, and he basically prayed there. You can go read about it. That's the kind of Muslim he is. He's an Alawite. They're not even Muslims. They're basically closeted Christians, most of them. And so that's why he has to die. They're not going to let... Yeah, the word is Assad's a closet Christian, folks. They're not going to let a guy trained in the West who's a Christian live. He will die if they have their way. And they'll put a guy with a hood on his head in there, and everyone will have to worship him. Now, let's go ahead and go to Hillary blaming someone had nothing to do with it when she is the Don Corleone, the kingpin of the operation, El Jefe. And then she blames Donald Trump. Here it is.
We also need to make sure that the really discriminatory messages that Trump is sending around the world don't fall on receptive ears. He is becoming ISIS's best recruiter. They are going to people, showing videos of Donald Trump insulting Islam and Muslims in order to recruit more radical jihadists. So I want to explain why this is not in America's interest to react with this kind of fear.
Now, let's go to Donald Trump, talking about what a liar she is. ISIS has been threatening to attack Russia and has blown up one of their planes with a bomb because they are cutting the oil off. Oh, ISIS attacks because you insult them. Give me a break. All Donald Trump said was, until you check the visas and vet these people, no more. Total common sense. And then she spins it in upside-down bizarro world. Now, let's go to Donald Trump's response.
Right now, we saw that tweet. Mr. Trump, you going to stand by it?
Well, of course I'm standing by it. It was vetted. They went to the Washington Post.
Rewind it. Stephanopoulos, Clinton operative. See, the average idiot doesn't even know that watching ABC News. Literally. Going, do you stand by that? Like, do you stand by that? You still rape your wife? Just everything phrased that way. These little snivelers. Let's go back to it.
Right now, we saw that tweet. Mr. Trump, you going to stand by it?
Well, of course I'm standing by it. It was vetted. They went to the Washington Post. Fox News went out in great detail and looked for it, and there's no such video. And they may make one up, knowing the Clintons and knowing Hillary, but there's nobody. She just made it up. I mean, she made it up. It was a soundbite. Just like Bernie Sanders lied. I mean, he went out and said things that never took place. I didn't say that about
Clinton. Let's come back. Hillary said she was in Serbia and that they shot up the plane. She was on the ground in combat. People were getting shot all around her. Then it cuts to the CBS video. It's a blue sky. Everything's fine. But it's okay. See, she's worse than Brian Williams, but she's allowed to because she's a woman. She is a mafia princess. I mean, she is just a piece of stinking work.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look at the dishonorable trash we have running our country. Speaker of the House. The supposed conservative who just gave the Democrats the biggest pork barrel sellout of the budget they've ever seen. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, look at these people. Starting all these wars, devaluing our currency, engaged in just incredible attacks on American culture. We are being conquered by these people because we don't have the will to recognize the fact we're under attack. Because we've been eased into it. They've crept up on us. And Hillary Clinton gets up and says, ISIS is using Donald Trump as a recruitment tool. That's been the talking point for about 3 weeks by the mainstream media. With no proof. And then she comes out and says it, and there is no video. Whenever they killed Ambassador Stevens, they claimed there was some video insulting Muhammad that hadn't even been released. They just made it up. The media ran with it. This is what they do. They're known certified liars. Hillary has been caught lying about everything under the sun. And then she says that Donald Trump's helping ISIS when she literally gave birth to them. If anybody in Western governments was more a mommy to ISIS, it's Hillary Clinton. There is no one like her who's been involved at every level, funding, shepherding, coddling. It's just too rich. It's too ridiculous. The absurdity, the hypocrisy, the over-the-topness of it. And then Trump sits there and brings up what a big fat liar she is. I mean, Trump does great, but I would have just said, that's why they don't let me on those big shows anymore. And we don't need to. We have our audiences as big as an ABC morning show. Those are still some of the only mainstream media shows that are still big as those shows. They used to have like 35 million in a morning Sunday show. Now they got about 6, 7 million. That's still big. And it's mainly folks that are nearing their final days on Earth. And that's I respect elderly folks. But they tend to trust the system a little bit more. And she sits up there praying on them. If Donald Trump, he's done all these terrible things. While he helped create ISIS. He's helping fund them. He's helping stir them up. He's helping them recruit. Whenever it's the opposite. But that's because she thinks you're dumb. But Trump goes on these shows and makes some good points, but I would have said what he said first. She's lying. There's no such video. And by the way, she's the one that claimed that she was over in Serbia and got shot at like Brian Williams and got caught in a lie. Why hasn't she resigned like Brian Williams? Or why hasn't she been basically, you know, removed as the candidate? She is a pathological stolen glory liar. Next, she's going to tell you that she founded Delta Force and is a commando and can do 100 pull-ups. She's a joke. If I got up here on air, folks, and said I flew into Serbia once and they shot up the airplane, I was on the ground, they shot us up, then it cuts to me, blue skies, with a red carpet, and nothing happened, my career would be over, and it should be. But Hillary does it, and it's like cute. Oh, look, she got caught with another big lie. Oh, it's so creative. So let's go to Trump responding to her. Here it is.
Right now, we saw that tweet. Mr. Trump, you going to stand by it?
Well, of course I'm standing by it. It was vetted. They went to the Washington Post. Fox News went out in great detail and looked for it, and there's no such video.
That's
and
total
bull. They may make one up, knowing the Clintons and knowing Hillary, but there's nobody.
Back it up again. There was never any such video. The media just started saying as a talking point the day he came out and said, block all Muslim immigrants until we at least vet their IDs like everybody else, they can't be above the law. Because they are right now. That's in the news. They don't even check their IDs in most cases. That's mainstream news. So they spin that around. And then we talk about, well, where did she get this idea? She's just repeating the big lie that Trump is ISIS. He comes out and exposes Hillary is behind ISIS, so they flip it and say, no, you're behind ISIS. That's all. This is what they think of the public. Let's go back to it.
Well, of course I'm standing by it. It was vetted. They went to the Washington Post. Fox News went out in great detail and looked for it, and there's no such video. And they may make one up, knowing the Clintons and knowing Hillary, but there's nobody. She just made it up. I mean, she made it up. It was a soundbite. Just like Bernie Sanders lied. I mean, he went out and said things that never took place. I didn't say that about Mexicans. I have great relationships with the Hispanics, and I didn't say what he said. You know, they make up things in the world of politics. They're all talk and no action. They're politicians.
You sure you want to go down that road? The fact checkers have called you out on more false statements than any other candidate.
In advance.
Oh, I'll go down that road. And, you know, people maybe call me out, but they turn out to be wrong also. And many of the things I've said, and I think just about all of them, they may have been controversial at one point, George, but they're not controversial in the end because people start to say, you know, Trump's actually right. And you go into illegal immigration, everybody now is coming my way with illegal. I've been 100% right as far as crime is concerned, as far as the economy is concerned. I've been right on more than anybody else has been right by a big factor.
Well, you've never come up with a video of those thousands of people cheering in New Jersey on 9/11.
Oh, there were plenty of people cheering, believe me, and I've come up with plenty. And the Washington Post wrote a story that they tried to retract, and there were many other stories written, and a lot of people, thousands of people, have been calling and writing and emailing. Many people saw it, and it was in New Jersey, and it was also all over the world, George. So there's an obvious problem.
And by the way, Trump is setting them up because some of the people in New Jersey were reportedly Israelis dressed up like Arabs. I don't even know if that part's true. And he's waiting for them to go to that. Then it's going to blow up in the Bush's faces. I mean, Trump's just too sophisticated for these ding-dongs. And I'll go further. There were people in Palestine celebrating, Muslims. And when the Paris thing happened at two global soccer games, they were cheering and God is great during the minute of silence for the dead people in Paris. And there were people. I remember in the news at the time, the kids getting thrown out of school because they were celebrating. You know, Allah brought down the towers. I mean, it was a bunch of people were celebrating. And then they found these folks on a rooftop jumping up and down urban moving systems, and they claimed they were Israelis, and the story got shut off. That was on Fox News, by the way. People always say, Jones says Israel blew it up. I didn't say that. Fox News reported it. And it probably wasn't even accurate. The whole thing is very confusing. The point is, that was all over the news at the time. But they're sitting there acting like Trump just made this up. All he's doing is talking about what was on the news at the time. I remember, like, the day after 9/11, it showed people celebrating in New York and in London and in Israel. They're in the West Bank. I mean, there are radical Muslims that celebrate when we get attacked. That's a fact. But they just sit there with a straight face. You really want to stand by that? You really want to stand by the fact that there may be fish in the ocean? Well, yes, I did see some fish the other day off the pier. Are you sure you saw fish in the ocean? That's pretty crazy. And then Trump's smart enough to know as well, because I know I've talked to his staff about it. They don't want him to get into the stuff I do, because then he'll really get elected. This is so popular, you know, exposing the globalists. They come to him and go, this is the Alex Jones that thinks WASP live under the UN building. I never said that. That's completely made up. Alex says the moon landing didn't happen. I said the opposite, and they know I'm criticized for saying the moon landings happened. That's how they prey on their idiot viewers. The problem is real media, alternative media, whatever, new media, it's more popular than dinosaur media. They've got bigger sets and stuff suits and political operatives like Axelrod and Stephanopoulos and the rest of them. But even the little bit of power they've got is draining away so fast. And that's why they want to bring in totalitarianism. It's why they want to shut me up. It's why they said they want censorship. The Supreme Court justice has told Drudge it's coming next year because we're kicking their stinking butts. Briefly, it is your purchase of the amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com that funds so much of what we do. Great nutraceuticals, great shortwave radios, great Hillary for Prison shirts, Molon Labe. But right now, the best thing you can really do is get 6 months free to see the subscription nightly news, all my films, and more at PrisonPlanet.tv. You go to InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv, you sign up, and you get 6 months off the regular price. Normally a year you get 2 months free, so it's $54.95. Now it's $36.50 for a year membership. 20 people can use the same username, so that's 20 memberships for less than $5.95 a month. And the little bit of money we make helps fund this operation. It's a win-win. PrisonPlanet.tv. Share the gift of truth and knowledge with folks. All right, next hour coming up, we're going to get into geoengineering, Star Wars, and more.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I know I harped on it a lot last hour, but boy, Hillary Clinton has got a lot of stinking nerve to be the mastermind, the leader of the expansion of Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIS around the world. Red-handed caught with her hand in the weapons transfer jar over and over again in clear felonies, getting money to a private foundation to transfer the weapons. so they can run around and murder Christians and blow up churches and engage in war crimes. And then she also got up, I've got a clip, and said, we're finally where we need to be in Syria and things are going well. Yeah, carved up, failed state. Man, she's evil. And the cold-blooded Machiavellians she represents are going to bring this country and this planet down if they're not stopped. What a disreputable sack of filth. Who really hates the American people more than anybody. And wants us to be a failed state under Cloward and Piven. That's the globalist model. A failed world, a failed state with above-the-law, tax-exempt megabanks ruling over us. See, they don't like the fact that we don't need them, we don't want them, we got our own cultures, we're doing good, we innovate, we do the fighting, we do the hanging. So they're coming in with their technocracy and their smart cars, driverless cars, and their combat robots, the end of people. This has all been directed by a bunch of little soft control freak nerds who don't do the killing themselves. Now, they can hardly open a can of soda without their fingernail breaking off. No, they have humanity do all the killing for them. I knew a lot of guys who were engineers at IBM when they were still here in Austin. And I remember they were all training their replacements who were paid about 10% what they were, 20%. And they admitted, they said, no, I know I'm training my replacement this year and then I'll be out of a job. It's just a strange feeling. People say, oh, that's just innovation. No, it's not. Henry Ford wanted to pay people enough so they could buy his car. He wanted to create an ecosystem financially. He wanted to create a market. And you got to have people that are upwardly mobile to do that. But Hillary Clinton, it's come out in the news, but I first heard about it 15 years ago or so from the late, great Jim Tucker. He would interview people at these hotels where they had Bilderberg. He would stay till after the conference and go in and interview them. That's how he got a lot of his good intel. He'd get there before it opened, you know, for the conference, and they'd say, I'm never talking to you. I go, well, they're going to be so rude and so evil, you'll want to later. A couple days after the conference, you come meet me here at this bar. They'd always show up, whether it was France or Germany or the United States or the UK. And they said, they don't let you look them in the eyes. They're rude and hateful. There's no tips. They scream at you. They were talking about evil things. It's like a James Bond movie. And that's it. These are people turned over to evil. And I cannot express to you how dangerous and bad news they are. And I know you know that. But 9 times out of 10, I am communicating to people that are new listeners. I mean, I really wish this show wasn't accurate. I really wish it was a big joke, and then I really said Obama sent a tornado to Oklahoma City, and I really said that there's wasp aliens under the UN building. I didn't say any of that. What I did say is I've got scores of books and white papers published by the United States Printing Office, like EcoScience, 1974, admitting the whole plan of what they did to us, how they brain damaged us, and why we're so stupid now and can barely fight back. We got hit with chemical weapons. And I started the show with this earlier, and it's the most important thing I can say. It really is. We're in a 21st century war. It's beyond info war. It's a physical, creeping death, soft kill war. And I only know about a fraction of it. What I know is so over the top, I have trouble dealing with it and have nightmares about it. I mean, this stuff's real, folks. We're going to open the phones up. What did you think of Star Wars? I'll tell you what the plot's really all about. It's about getting women in combat. That's been the current meme lately, not just gun control. Is every movie, only women are the heroes. We'll explain why on the other side. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Stay with us.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I just opened the phones up. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Again, we do the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. every Sunday. It's completely produced out of Austin, Texas. The weekday show, of course, comes out of Austin, but I still have some links and connections to the network in Minnesota. So that's a network phone number that we use weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. And then, of course, there's also the nightly news. The nightly news, 7 o'clock Central as well. And a lot of our AM and FM affiliates are picking up the nightly news now, especially our special coverage. And I never expected that. You know, I try to innovate things, and then usually it gets really successful. It's always somewhat successful, but not in how I thought it would be. It's strange how innovation works, but necessity is the mother of invention. And I've always just wanted to reach audiences anywhere I could. I started out 21 years ago on Access Television. And within 6 months, I was on local radio on the weekend. And within a year, I was on weeknights. And within a couple of years, I had the highest rated show at night for talk radio. And I was syndicated, limited syndication. And here we are today. And I wish there were other shows that were more eloquent, more focused, and reached more people. See, I'm not in competition with folks over how many listeners I have. I'm in competition with the globalists that are trying to end competition and shut down freedom and end any type of upward mobility for the population. They want to create stagnant caste systems under global governance and then force medical tyranny, force inoculation, you name it, dictate the terms to the capitulated, surrendered world population. This is a science fiction movie. You're living it. I want to go to your phone calls, Julio and Brad and John and Project Liberty and others. Then we're going to talk Star Wars some coming up, interspersed with news. And again, before I get emails going, you always criticize entertainment. What do you do covering it? There's nothing wrong with rest and relaxation. There's nothing wrong with seeing a good movie. There's nothing wrong with going and watching a football game if that's not all you care about. But that's not why I'm covering Star Wars. I'm covering it because it is the cultural meme in their own words. George Lucas's own words. Now the anti-gun crew, Disney, owns it. And it is a production to push women in the military. And that women can fix the tractor, mow the yard, fight better, and have babies, and that men are obsolete and aren't needed. People go, why are you against women, you know, being the hero in every movie? Because it's an admitted directive. They have directors that we, quote, brainwash people against the Second Amendment in Hollywood. Should I play the Attorney General saying that on video to the RTF National Convention on C-SPAN? I want you to be repetitive. I want you to brainwash people against guns. In fact, let's just cue it up. Some new listeners won't believe me. Well, they've had Gamergate come out with Sony and Disney and all of them with the directives that you will put women in command. And then every movie I go see, the new NASA movie, like all the bosses are women. Mars. It's like, and then every sitcom since the 70s, men are inadequate, idiot, morons, scratching their rear ends. And then look what it made men act like and the roles, and women don't respect men. They think it's real cool to look down on their men. I mean, it's sick. And the family's gone. And we're falling apart. Mission accomplished. I'm going to play that George Carlin piece coming in to start of the next segment. The late, great George Carlin. And man, I tell you, feminists they program with this, they just can't understand what's happening. They just can't wake up. By the way, Kurt Russell, who is one of my favorite actors of all time, came out for the Second Amendment last week. And then he was on The View a few days ago and defended himself. And I want to play that clip and then go to your phone calls. I mean, I'm really proud of Kurt Russell. I mean, he's so good in Escape from New York and The Thing. But even his comedies are great. Tarantino put out that Grindhouse movie. And even though it was so bad, I mean, I couldn't, you know, not watch the Kurt Russell part. And Kurt Russell, very exciting, folks. Pro-Second Amendment. That is so exciting. And look, I'd been told he was, and I'd been told other people were, and listeners of the show, I've been told, but they didn't have the will to go public. And to have him do this and now defend himself and not backtrack, it's beautiful. And people say, oh, who cares about Hollywood? Well, the globalists literally order Hollywood people to put out these anti-gun messages or they get blackballed. He's having a lot of courage because he knows how much trouble this country's in. And you won't know how bad it is till it gets really, really dark, folks. And we're now at that crossroads. So I'm very, very, very excited about things like this because I know a lot of other big actors are not just pro-gun. They know about the New World Order, everything. And let me tell you, you start getting a bunch of them to go public, it is going to devastate the globalist agenda because they're not going to be left or right. They're going to be patriot. That's what I've been telling you. Hollywood's on fire with not wanting to be Republican or Democrat, but like libertarian patriot, anti-vaccine, pro-gun, anti-Monsanto, but pro-sovereignty. I mean, it's really they're just really smart people. They get it. They've done their research. And it's just an exciting time to be alive, folks. You get excited about the animating contest of football? What about the animating contest of the future of humanity? Here is Kurt Russell.
The last thing I like to watch is entertainers or actors get political. It's just something I can't stand watching. So having said that, I was kind of asked to put it in context somehow with this movie. Mm-hmm. You know, my personal feeling is that there's a big difference between fantasy land. Mm-hmm. And reality. Fantasyland is what we do. You're either writing something, writing a song, writing a book, doing a movie, doing a television show. That's fantasyland. Mm-hmm. And that's where that stuff belongs. In reality, when we're dealing with things like terrorism and whatnot, we're all going to have different opinions on how to deal with it.
Yeah.
Mine happens to be that I think there's a very strong reason founding fathers had for the Second Amendment. And that is that no government ever hasn't had to fight its own people, and its own people hasn't had to fight its own government. Mm-hmm. We had our Civil War. Mm-hmm. If that Second Amendment hadn't been there, those people would not have had the opportunity to do what they considered was defending their life, their way, their style of living. So I agree with that. I think that's an important part of our existence, mm-hmm. and it's basically that simple.
And he's talking about 1776. Later, the media thought he was talking about the 1860s. That's how dumb they are. 1776 was over the attempt to take the guns. Who's up first here? We got loaded phone lines here. Brad in PA, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Happy Sunday to you, man. And great show as usual.
Thank you.
Just wanted to comment on something you were talking about with Trump. And, you know, the guy is, it's awesome to see him stand up and just everything he says. He doesn't back down from it, which is, you know, blowing their mind as far as the mainstream media. And
because it's an illusion. These are con artists trying to sell us, you know, timeshares on the moon. We just call their bluff and laugh at them, just like the CNBC Republican debate, where they all just basically laughed at the commentators and they ran off like dogs with tails between their legs.
Yeah, and you're right about Hillary. Just the lies. It's if you just study it and listen, it just one lie's bigger than the next. The Clintons are pathological liars.
You didn't hear she beat Muhammad Ali back in 1969?
I can't believe what they get away with. Every time you point it out, it's ridiculous.
You didn't know she invented the internet with Al Gore? You didn't know?
And you know, with Gore and all the global warming, I think they told him, look, you're taking a fall. Bush is going to win. We're going to give you global warming and all this money later on down the road if you just take
absolutely
a fall now.
No, that absolutely. It's all they want him as Secretary General. That's the word down the road is Gore. If he can get all this through. I mean, it's just, he actually owns the main carbon company you buy the credits from. I mean, it's like Hillary gets money from dictators for weapons that are illegal. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And then she blames Trump for ISIS. God bless you, brother. Anything else?
Keep up the great work, man.
Man, I'm just trying to defend my family. You keep it up. Thank you. Folks, you're just as good as me. You're better. That's why don't tell me I'm doing a great job. I'm trying to survive. People need to understand something. If you're not fighting the New World Order, you're crazy. They are coming for everything you got in your family. They want to conquer and usurp you. Let's stand up to them. More calls coming up.
Big Brother, mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Julio's calls up next when we start the next segment. John, Christopher, Charles, Judy, Greg, Chris in Kentucky, Project Liberty, we'll get to everybody. But I appreciate you guys coming in on the Sunday broadcast. We've got Kit Daniels, Infowars.com writer, and we've got the Infowars Nightly News director, Rob Due. You guys have both gone and seen the films. You were going to go with my son and I, but my son was under the weather Saturday evening, Due. You've seen the film. You were telling me kind of back off at Star Wars. Come on, we all have fun with it. Don't be so serious. You just walked in. I said, what's your review? I haven't seen it. I've read the online spoiler. It's like 50 pages long, you know, blow by blow, which I've talked to you and others now. That is accurate. Looks like feminist propaganda to get them in the military right as the Pentagon announces that. But you're saying it's even worse than that. In your own words, you just told me that it's a horrible movie, maybe worse than The Phantom Menace, maybe worse than Jar Jar Binks, that Jar Jar Binks may be the screenwriter on this Disney leaving that was Star Wars. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly right. And I had that same feeling. I remember back in like 99 when Phantom Menace came out and you're watching Jar Jar Binks and it's just giving me that horrible feeling.
Oh, me liking me from Caribbean?
Yeah. And then I'm watching this movie and it feels like, okay, this is how a Star Wars movie is. We have Millennium Falcon and we have lightsaber, but nothing made sense in the movie. It's like all of a sudden they have the lightsaber and then everybody who touches the lightsaber is just a awesome lightsaber warrior. Even though they've never held a lightsaber, they're suddenly able to defend themselves.
It's like super dumbed down.
Ridiculous. Yeah, it's like, well, now that the lightsaber's here, everybody's a
bad. Because, I mean, Star Wars, the original, is an excellent film. Evergreen, archetypal, you know, designed to bring back, you know, these epic space operas. Meets Knights of the Round Table. They admit that was the plan. Darth Vader, Dark Father, the whole nine yards. The Emperor's great. Empire Strikes Back's great. Sure, we know Return of the Jedi. They had a plan to sell $5 billion worth of teddy bears. That failed. I mean, really, it is exploitive. There's nothing wrong with making money, but you ought to put some good art out that then makes money. Yeah. You know, the art comes first. No, I mean, it is exploitive. It is a joke. It is anti-gun. But please continue.
Well, you know, the effects were great. Other than that, it was just, I'm watching the script and the story. The bad jokes, bad joke after, at least the jokes in all the other movies were really good, especially Empire.
Like, and Harrison Ford does die.
Works great. Yeah,
he's killed by his moron son.
Right, exactly. Who's the worst villain, I think, of all time. You're looking at this guy like, this is the villain? I'm not afraid of this guy. And he's got this mask, but then he takes it off. He puts it on. He takes it off. Of course, up your mind.
Well, that's about selling that toy.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's, of course,
make three times the money on the toys. What?
Of course, the villain's the evil white guy.
That's right, but all the heroes are women.
Yeah.
And but also bad guys are women, too.
The women is, the main girl in there, Rey, I believe her name is a total badass. She can fix everything. She can beat guys up that are trying. She takes two-on-one with a staff and beats these guys
up. But then meanwhile, guys are all sitting on the sitcom scratching their rear end.
That's a little bumbling. Yeah, they kind of bumble around a lot. And it's just, watching this, it just felt like they were going to show you old pieces. Like, here's Star Wars. See, look, remember this thing? This was in
Star
Wars.
See, here's the good news about propaganda with all the propaganda placement. All these special interests come in. They pay for it. The Pentagon's involved, admittedly. And then nobody really cares about it and secretly sabotages it. And that's the word I've been given from Hollywood is they're able to get, like, a Captain America out, the last one, where it's really a good message.
Winter Soldier was really good.
Yeah. But that's under the radar. But it's good because the folks involved like it.
Yeah.
When they're told to put out propaganda, they just sabotage it.
I think so. I mean, because Star Wars, you look
I've been told.
When those guys did that movie, they were barely funded. It was like ragtag. We're going to make the best movie we can. And then what they've come, 30 years later, I don't know what I just saw yesterday.
Now, I like Max von Sydow. He's a great actor.
He's dead within minutes. That's all I'll say. He's dead within minutes. They kill him. I mean, it's just like, why is he even in the movie? Why even bring a good actor like that in there? He's bam. So
I mean, Alec Guinness and Peter Cushing and all these great actors in the first Star Wars, and they just get worse and worse. Episode 3 is excellent. I mean, here's my order.
Because of the false flag.
Yeah. Star Wars, Episode 4, Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back, and then Episode 3. Those are all excellent movies. Other than the horrible, wimpy lead actors. Right. I mean, why do they get like this black stormtrooper? People go, oh, you don't like him because he's black. No, he has no gravitas.
He's really
just
not a
like
good
that
actor.
The white Darth Vader kid. What's that guy's name?
Yeah, the guy who played Anakin.
I mean, he just radiates. I'm a big wimp, you know?
Yeah, he did really bad casting in those areas. And that the black stormtrooper guy, yeah, nothing against his color, but he just really wasn't a good. I didn't think he was
but
a good
notice
actor.
How we have to say that.
I know.
Obviously.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
If it was Samuel L. Jackson, it'd be great. He can pull off, but tough guy. Yeah, I mean, it's just a joke.
And you know, that whole thing was he
by the way, Melissa Harris Perry says Darth Vader is black because it's racist.
Right. And then he becomes white after he accepts his kids. This whole weird sort of paradigm, like, all black people do is abandon their children and run away. And the only reason they do it is because they're black and they'll stay with their kids if they're white. That whole mind.
That's not even true. Darth Vader had his kids stolen.
Right. Exactly.
And we see he's white in Empire Strikes Back. None of it's true.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's just,
well, they've successfully absolutely ruined the Star Wars franchise for.
Yeah. No, it's Disney is going to just destroy this, whatever it is. And now there's, you know, coffee creamer. It's made just to sell stuff.
Yeah.
It is.
I was about to say, I mean, I don't mind about marketing stuff, but you go to the store, everything's Star Wars.
Yeah. Well, this Target commercial where there's stormtroopers running around chasing after kids in giant presents.
Speak of the devil. Can you guys cue it up? Stormtroopers. We'll do it after the break. R2-D2. Accompany John Ernest to press briefing. So it's all this cutesy stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, John Ernest is like the PR guy for Palpatine, lying incessantly, super evil, hundreds of thousands of dead Christians. They're committing real atrocities. He's the front man, but it's cute because R2-D2's here.
Right, right. Yeah, there he is. That's Bib Fortuna right there in the lead podium.
We're gonna go to break here in a moment, come back with some calls and cover more of this and cover serious issues. I want you guys to ride shotgun for the rest of the hour. But, sure. Kit, I've been ranting. Your take on the film. You think it's wonderful?
No, absolutely not. Like he mentioned, it's just a bad movie in general. But, you know, put it into perspective, you know, when George Lucas wrote the first Star Wars film that came out in 77, the Galactic Empire was like an allegory to the U.S. Empire at the time, you know, post-Vietnam, taking people's rights, you know, invading all these countries.
And by the way, he said that in interviews.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, Revenge of the Sith in 2005, you know, you got Emperor Palpatine pulling false flags attacks.
Lucas told the Cannes Film Festival, I wrote stories about it at the time, we played clips, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, so
he just said this is based on 9/11.
Yeah. And now we got Disney running the show, the course globalist Disney. And then they have the remnant of the empire now is the First Order. But it reminded me more of ISIS because you had this, they're taking kids like the black stormtrooper guy. They took him as a child and they indoctrinated him and put him in the military and they're just destroying everything. Yeah. I mean, a real empire doesn't do that. A real empire doesn't go in and steal and destroy everything.
So, it goes in and sets up the infrastructure so you're controlled by it.
Yeah, so you have this First Order that's acting a lot like ISIS is doing today. You know, non-state actors are just destroying everything, complete anti-individualism.
We'll do this. I want to spoil this piece of film.
Let's spoil it.
Because here's the deal. I wasn't going to spoil it until they had the Philadelphia police say, we'll arrest you. I got First Amendment. We have to exercise it or we're going to lose
it. Bad guy. There's a main bad guy that suddenly appears. He's a cartoon and he's, you know, 30 feet tall. And I have no idea why he's even in this movie. There's like so many things in this movie, I have no idea why.
It's about larger amounts of toys.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with a story or making something.
But see, the globalists admit they don't want any culture, any thinking, any beauty, anything good is bad. Look at TV. Dumb it down. Dumb it down. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Kit, when we come back, I want you to go through the plot and do, we'll augment that as well. This is our land.
This is our land.
These are our people.
These are our people. The workers. The strivers.
Who are they?
These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, that's a line from 1984, and of course it's propaganda. But it's actually true when you talk about ISIS. I mean, they really are that bad. And then it's Hillary behind it. So she blames Donald Trump, which is up is down, down is up, black is white, left is right. I mean, this is incredible. I want to go to Julio. I want to go to Project Liberty Defined, John Christopher. We're going to go to, you know, all these people that are patiently holding. The first guy I was going to go to was in Georgia, Charles Daniels. So we'll go to him as well. But this is what's sick. They admit world culture more than anything now, other than Christianity, Islam, and Hinduism and Buddhism. The other biggest religion is basically Star Wars. And it was revolutionary in the late 1970s. And then you look at what they would do with it on purpose, because this director is good. He made some good Star Trek movies. That would be so horrible. It's meant to be like that, folks. They're dumbing the culture down to dumb the people down. Dumb the art down to dumb the people down. The CIA declassified that last year. We always knew it, that the sitcoms, bashing the men, ugly art, pushing it on people, paying for it with taxpayer money, was meant to mess us up. And they've done it. Now, who runs our government? That's the big question. Now, Morgan is here, good friend of my son's, and, of course, part of some of the TV shows here. Morgan overall said he loved... Well, Morgan, tell us what you think, and then we'll get the plot from your father.
Well, the movie was okay, but, I mean, it wasn't... It was definitely not the best and wasn't the worst, but, yeah, I still like the originals a lot more. They're just not...
Which one is your favorite?
Empire Strikes Back. It's my favorite. Yeah.
You failed me for the last time, Admiral.
Yeah.
No disintegrations.
Yep.
You're free to use any means necessary, but I want them alive. No disintegrations.
So. Most don't want to know how you survived the carbonite freezing process.
Oh, yeah, the video we shot as a stunt Friday you guys put out so quickly. What is that titled? I don't have time to play it today. What is it titled? It's titled Group Leaks New Star Wars Movie Secrets. And I tell you, we really did that quick. It's a fun video, and then at the end we expose the plot of the movie and try to warn women of the plan to get them to be into chattel slavery, the draft as well. Kit Daniels has been sitting there politely while I've been chattering. Give us the plot from your view.
Well, the plot to me is really, like he said, I really don't even... It's so dumbed down that it doesn't have a coherent plot, so...
So it's like a Teletubby episode.
Yeah. I was talking to Rob Jacobson. He came to our cameraman. He came down with us to see the movie on Friday, and I was talking to him afterwards. It's like... The movies now are so dumbed down. It's just Hollywood's a microcosm of society in general. It's just this complete idiocracy. I had the same problem when we saw the Interstellar movie last year, which that's Christopher Nolan movie,
yeah,
which was probably the closest that we've seen to a Kubrick film like in the past 5 years.
And people hated it.
Yeah. And it, just,
and it was a really it was deep, complete, powerful film.
Yeah. And it was just dumbed down, just like Star Wars movie. And to put it, and every time I...
Right, it was dumbed down, yeah. But compared to this, it isn't dumbed down.
One other thing...
Oh, it was a good film.
It was a master's degree compared to Star Wars.
Yeah.
It was a little too long, but some of the... Well, the end, the last third is excellent.
I saw the intent, but it was just so dumbed down. It's like...
Well, I mean, plus it's when you know it's propaganda. They admit the order is have all the leading heroes be women.
Yeah.
I mean, then you're seeing it like have the order be the communist Chinese will distribute this in China if they help our space program because we're idiots. And then their heavy boosters blow up. We have to use Russian ones. And then they lie and say the Chinese.
Yeah, and
I mean, it's just all lies.
And speaking of propaganda, every time I report on how the mainstream media is, you know, pushing propaganda, I get universal agreement. You know, all of our readers and people that comment on YouTube agree with me. But when I point out that Hollywood's doing the same thing, like I get downvotes. I get half the people saying, oh, you're just being conspiracy.
Well, that's because that's their identity. Well, no, there's no propaganda in movies.
But here's what I want to point out. The same companies that own all the mainstream media outlets are the same ones that own all the Hollywood studios. You got General Electric that owns not only NBC with Bob Costas pushing anti-gun.
Let's document cam this. Yeah. Go ahead. They can flip it. Just leave it right there.
Yeah, you got GE who not only owns NBC when we had Costas a couple of years ago on a Cowboys game talk about we need to take away the guns. They also own Universal Pictures and MSNBC.
But this is admitted.
Yeah.
I know, but people are idiots.
People don't
They spend
that.
Billions. They meet with the Justice Department.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and then you got Time Warner that owns not only CNN, but also Warner Brothers and New Line Cinema. These people don't understand that.
Well, look
Hollywood.
At Disney.
Yeah.
Disney, last time I checked, gave like $20 million to gun control last year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's of course they're out to get us. I mean,
and of course they're going to push propaganda.
Like Disney TV show, because we have on our Apple TV, you can watch Disney. Oh. And every show is about how parents are stupid and bumbling, kids talk back constantly, and kids know everything.
Yep.
And sometimes I have to deal with that with this one. Because...
But he understands that, you know, that's brainwashing to destroy you.
Oh, yeah. I watch shows like that all the time. And it does the exact same thing.
You understand that's literal imperial brainwashing. Because, see, the Empire doesn't take you from your parents and make you a stormtrooper. They take you while they raise you at the house.
Yeah.
They take your mind.
Yeah, they put the control panel in the house.
So no one suspects anything, yeah.
But you know that the Force can only be used on the weak-minded.
Yeah.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Not there.
Move along.
No, I'm good. I'm going to stay right here.
No, no, no! Power! Unlimited power! For new listeners are like, what is he talking about? I'm talking about Hillary's lullaby at night.
That's right.
Rob, I'm sorry, finish up, Kit.
Yeah, another point I wanted to make was before the movie at the Draft House, they got this bar area. There's people sitting at the bar. This guy had a jacket on, and the back of it was all the seven Star Wars films, seven, including this new one. The first six all came out in May. And then you had The Force Awakens. It came out this December.
Yeah.
This reveals all you need to know about the merchandising. Disney bought the movie and then, we got to get all the toys out before Christmas.
I predict it won't be as successful despite the biggest push ever because it was smarter to put something out in summer, let it get popular, and then the kids want that.
And this ties into what Rob Dew was saying about how bad the plot was. It's like this movie was written by board members at Disney that were just saying, well, we got to hit this demographic, that demographic. We got to have the young white children, buy this product, the African-American children buy that product. That's what the movie was designed around. That's why the plot.
Everybody has their token character.
Yeah.
And the Asians buy the Asian starfighters and stuff like that.
There was, yeah. There was, the X-Wing had the most multicultural force.
Yeah, was a black, a white, Asian, everything.
Which, hey, I guess.
I like how the head of the Trade Federation has like a Chinese accent. Hello, Vader, hello.
Then he gets promptly slashed.
Now get your reward.
They were supposed to be the Japanese at the time.
And of course, Anakin has to kill the younglings, which is like Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
A lot of good messages there. Only then will you have the power.
Yeah. So, I mean, waste your money if you want, but I've almost written that last night. I was like, I think I have to write Star Wars out of my life. I can't. Note memorable quotes. Yeah, we quote Star Wars everywhere around here. Nothing memorable in that movie. There was nothing memorable in there.
Chewie were home is like the
But see, that's what the globalists do. They kill culture.
They took it.
They want to get rid of humans. Destroyed. The globalists say we're trash, so everything has to be ugly. They admit in literature and art, that's their plan.
And because it's now written by a corporate board, you're going to get corporate messages.
Yeah.
Because the corporation has taken over. George Lucas wasn't really a corporation. He was a successful entrepreneur who took his idea.
That's very interesting because this whole movie was basically a remake of the first Star Wars. I mean, you had the female lead character was just like Luke. The black guy was like Leia. You had Han Solo was like Obi-Wan Kenobi. You had the Death Star, literally the planet destroyer.
It was just a planet,
So it's like, this is George Lucas was an individual making a movie. This movie was the same movie being made by a corporation.
By a corporation, yeah.
That's why it was so bad. This is like individualism versus collectivism.
You ought to write that article. That's actually true. Yes, exactly. Episode 4 was individualism. It's classic. Yeah. It's great. And then now this is literally corporate goo. They just eat all the ideas and then crap them out and then tell us how great it is. I mean, it's just the actors. It looks like a made-for-TV movie or something. It's so cruddy.
It's fanfic.
Gentlemen, stay there. We're going to rush through calls when we come back. Julio, John Christopher, Charles Daniels, stay with us. We got Kit Daniels. All right, I got to go to these callers. It really is rude whenever I the number out and go to the calls. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show.
On corruption.
In our ways for more corruption.
Alex Jones.
I knew a liner was coming, but I just can't help myself. I want to go to Julio quickly. I want to go to John Christopher, Charles Daniels, and others. We'll have to talk more about this, but I think we can effectively say Disney has killed Star Wars. And I just want to say congratulations.
They killed it with a lightsaber.
Just like Han Solo.
Not even with a lightsaber. They can't even use that.
A politically correct, multicolored lightsaber.
Exactly.
I see you've constructed a new lightsaber. Indeed, you are powerful.
That's the only thing they didn't really have, though, was nobody got gender reassignment surgery during Star Wars. That's probably the only plus.
They use lightsabers and have it taxpayer paid for. Exactly.
Empire will now give you a sex change.
And I think this movie of Star Wars, I've never seen so many people get hit with a lightsaber and not die. At least three people get hit with a lightsaber and don't die.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Han Solo does get eviscerated.
Since Empire Strikes Back, he wanted, Harrison Ford wanted Han Solo to die.
He actually said thank you as he was dying. He was like, thank you. Thank you for killing me. I don't have to come back in any more of these movies. I'm done.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I would want to die.
This will be a day long remembered. Let's go ahead and take some phone calls. Julio in Wyoming, come on down.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas to you all. I've seen some interesting things in my young reporting career. I've seen the TSA at the train station, but never in a million years did I think I would see the TSA searching reporters' bags.
Well, yeah, that's why you open the borders up to bring in the radical jihadis, So you can have the Clash of Civilizations, and all over the country have TSA now at the movie theaters. It's just such a big event.
Well, absolutely. It was for all the reporters' safety, so it was quite interesting to see Tuesday evening. And with the rhetoric spewing from, say, Santorum, Pataki, Christie, and the rest of those goons, you know, TSA is going to be needed at more events. That was quite interesting.
But Trump's bad because he says we shouldn't let Muslims in, period, until we at least screen them. And then they just say, oh, he just wants Muslims banned, period. I appreciate your call. We got to move quick here. Again, it could have been said more tactfully, but the point is the outrageousness is bringing people in unscreened and then saying we're going to randomly search you on the side of the highway to make sure you're not ISIS.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. And that's all done. I mean, you just got to look at who's funding ISIS. Who started off ISIS? We're the reason that ISIS is in existence.
No. Hillary said it's Donald Trump's fault.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though she literally is like the mommy of it.
She's the architect of it, definitely.
Let's go ahead and talk to Charles Daniels in Georgia. You're on the air with Kit Daniels. Go ahead.
Good to be back on your show again. And we appreciate everything that you've done for us before in our other films and stuff. But we're very concerned here in Georgia about the next 9/11. You've done reports about it, talked about the flood of Muslims coming in. And I'm not racist against Muslims or anything. It's just that it concerns.
It's just that a large portion of Islam says murder everybody that isn't a Muslim. So we kind of have a problem with that. You have a problem with having your head chopped off?
Well, it's just that it's disturbing to me that Christians are getting their heads chopped off in Middle Eastern countries, and the only thing that liberals can talk about is transsexuals and
well, that is the big story that almost no Christians are being let in, even though they are the real persecuted group, and then they're only letting Sunnis in. They're not even letting Shiites in that are getting attacked as well. I mean, this is crazy. The president knows he's bringing in jihadis that will attack, and then they're going to set up checkpoints at the mall, not the border. But at the mall, for us. Good point, sir. Anything else? What else do you want to say, Charles?
Yes, the Second Amendment is so important, folks. I'm going to read one quick quote and let Mr. Alex Jones know, go, because I know he's a busy man. But let me read a Thomas Jefferson quote right quick. He said, quote, "The constitutions of most our states assert that all power is inherited in the people, that it is their right and duty to be at all times armed." That's what he said. He was talking to John Cartwright in 1824 when he wrote this letter.
Yeah, absolutely, because in a free society, the people are armed. In an unfree society, they're always disarmed. God bless you, Kit Daniels.
Yeah, I wanted to add that the Bill of Rights, when they were all written, like James Monroe, he wrote them because he knew that they weren't going to argue of them. These are the 10 rights we all universally agree with.
And it's common sense. Yeah. Who doesn't want property rights? Yeah. The right to not be searched without a warrant, or the right to defend yourself. And they got the Democrats running around saying, turn your guns into your racist, when it's the Klan that got the first anti-gun laws passed in the South. Just a fact.
And every one of the cities is democratically controlled. You see higher gun deaths because people aren't allowed to carry guns.
Well said. Well said. Is John Christopher there from Missouri? Says he's a teenager, has his own radio show. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Good, brother.
Very good. I just want to say thank you to all of you guys over at InfoWars. I'm 18 years old. I'm a senior in high school. I have my own radio show. I do a lot of what you do, and as you can imagine, it's very hard to get kids to want to listen. So I didn't know if you could give any advice. I'm planning on actually applying for InfoWars once I graduate this year.
Sure. Well, I mean, I'll tell you, are you doing a podcast? Are you doing one on terrestrial radio? What are you doing?
It's a live internet broadcast.
Yeah, I wouldn't try to get young people to listen. Once you just cover something, then they will listen. We have a very wide audience, and I appreciate your call. I would basically, you have to target message boards, big sites, write articles that are interesting to young people to then pull them to your radio show.
Yeah, you got
to everything's multimedia.
You got to find out what children or teenagers are interested in right now. I mean, what I do typically for InfoWars,
take a story, yeah, and hook it into liberty.
Yeah. I was reviewing a Star Wars, not because I'm a huge Star Wars fan, but because I could tie it into what's going on politically in the United States today.
We hijack it.
Yeah.
Hijack memes. That's the biggest thing. You see something that comes out immediately, figure out a way to jump on it, but put your spin on it that is going to change the
perspective. Or create your own trends and memes as well. Let me cover this story because we're talking about Star Wars. Well, I got mad Thursday and Friday talking about it. Everybody getting so excited and so serious. It's like, okay, it's entertainment. Great, fine. Get excited. But Folks, we're living on a planet with real geoengineering going on. They're messing with our food and our water, admitting they're changing us biologically. We're in a real movie, okay? And look at this article out of the Smithsonian. Federal government put this out. Airplane contrails may be creating accidental geoengineering. Oh. The exhaust is darkening the Earth. Well, they're not. It's happening. And we never said the ice crystals were new. We said they're adding stuff to the jet fuel. We have the documents, the patents, that they are manipulating the Earth's atmosphere. So the public should be told about the secret program that is causing the soil to die and the trees to die.
Oh, Alex, they're just testing still. This is just a testing phase. This is not a real program.
What about Obi-Wan Kenobi? What about Jar Jar Binks? That's what's important.
It's funny. First, they call you conspiracy theorists, and then second, they say, oh, we're really doing it. It's just accidental.
We're just testing. Yeah. We're just going to do little tests here and there to see how it goes. You look at
I've talked personally to the farmers and ranchers that are saying, yeah, we're testing for aluminum in the soil. It's there.
Hey, guys, Google YouTube, like images, just contrails from space. Just so half the country, you can't see it. Yeah. The Earth's 30-something% darker. The trees and plants aren't growing as fast. There's some secret program. And then we talk to scientists. This would warm the planet, not cool it. Because in the documents that come out, they say it's to protect the Earth.
Oh, yeah, they got a false flag.
Something's going on here. They won a Nobel Prize for it in 92.
I mean, we know they're lying about global warming, so what can they do? They can create their own global warming.
Look at that. Yeah. That's out of the space station.
Totally normal.
I mean, oh, there's nothing happening. That's ice crystals. No, it's not.
I'm totally amazed that, and they're never going to admit it until it's too late. Well,
that's my point. What else is going on we don't know about? Exactly. Well, we know with the GMO, the shots, it's changing our DNA. More of us are getting cancer. They're killing us.
It's hilarious to me that all the environmentalists are always.
I have a friend died yesterday. Yeah. 35-year-old woman, lung cancer. Okay. Never smoked a cigarette. Yeah,
the environmentalists
are dying
always,
everywhere. Take the shots, folks. Government loves you.
It's like the environmentalists are always pushing for more government control and saying that the government will provide the solutions. They don't realize the government's the biggest polluter in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you're on the air.
Government turned that river orange.
Hello, Alex. Oh,
yeah.
Welcome, sir.
I tell you what, I'm just getting so frustrated what's going on with this tyranny because, the first caller with Star Wars, everything is accurate. I have a copy of a citation I got from somebody, does not list Hispanics. Isn't that amazing that the illegals can get away with everything they can, but we can't? We're guilty to proven innocent. I am just so flabbergasted that the
they're doing that statistically to cover up crime rates. And this is all engineering. And let's not gang up, quote, on Hispanic people, but it's true. They're setting it up to bring in the third world influx to then balkanize and put those groups in their own reservations. We're then meant to get upset and xenophobic because we see the racist system being set up. And then that self-fulfills the prophecy to then make Hispanics think the whites are out to get them. And it's so sophisticated, I don't know how a dumbed-down population of whites, blacks, Hispanics can beat this unless people transcend it and see the big picture.
Well, and people keep talking about, FEMA camps don't exist, FEMA camps don't exist. We've always
That's right, they don't call them FEMA camps, yeah, they call them Emergency Centers Establishment Act.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, they don't call them chemtrails, they call it the Global Geoengineering Program of the Department of Energy and the United Nations.
Yeah, and when you put a spin on it like that, people just go, oh, okay. Star Wars!
You mean they got thousands of jets spraying aluminum on us? Oh, great! I like neurological disorders.
Star Wars!
They even gave references.
Me, Jar Jar Binks. We want to target demographic in Caribbean and sell toys. Me, Jar Jar.
They even referenced chemtrails when they were flying.
We're out of time. Good job, Morgan. Come back and join us tomorrow.